Chuck Chat Freestyle for Tuesday, March 27th, 2007. Probably chuckle every time I pause at that. You'd think after a while I'd practice the date or think about it before I actually have to say it, but, you know, I don't, and I lose track of days sometimes. So, it's going to be sort of a tagline. Unless it's written down in show notes in front of me, I'm not going to remember it. Anyway, just making a quick stop at a wayside on US 41, about halfway between Milwaukee and Fond du Lac. I've got about an hour left to go. Needed to stretch my legs because I've been sitting for far too long today. Bit of a headache from the plane ride back from Raleigh to Chicago. Oh, if you haven't listened to Freestyle, this is your first time. This is an audio blog and just general ramblings of what's been going on in my life and what's rattling around in my head as I get back on the highway. Woohoo! Listen to that 3.3 liter V6 engage. Gray, overcast day on March 27th. Did I have a good birthday? Yes, I had a wonderful birthday. The only surprise I got... Well, okay, I got a couple surprises. Surprise number one. Yesterday I was traveling down to Raleigh, North Carolina, so that we could do some interviews for IT candidates on Tuesday morning. And one of my IT guys in Wisconsin gave his resignation notice for 2.5 weeks out. So life just gets more and more insane. So now I'll have one person on vacation, one person assisting with the move in Raleigh, a temp in-house, and one person leaving. April is going to be oh so peachy fun. The other surprise I got was that there were no mid-sized cars when I got to the rental counter at Avis at the Raleigh-Durham International Airport, and I got a free upgrade to, what's the next one up? Large? I don't remember what's the next one up from Compact right now, but I got an upgrade, a Hyundai Sonata. Not a bad car. You know, the fun thing about driving rental cars is you can test drive things and few miles on them, you know how they behave. The Sonata has 29,000 miles on it, which is slightly less than I've got on this van, and the van is 3 years old. I don't recall what year that Sonata was. It had Pennsylvania license plates, so I have to imagine it did get around a bit. Nice car. I'd buy that. Or make that Donna's next car. It was a little bigger than we've driven in the past for cars. Right now she's got a Saturn, I think it is. The interesting thing I found, well, the interviews went well. That was all fine and dandy. And I didn't want to record this any earlier today because I had to stop and stretch my legs. As I mentioned, I'm getting a bit saddle sore from sitting in planes and sitting on... In vehicles. I tried pushing my flight back because my I got a message this morning from Mark Horstman of Manager Tools that plans have changed on his end and he was unable to make our dinner appointment. So I said, well, cool. I've got 2 or 3 hours. Let's see if there are any flights. Would have cost another $100 to change the flight because it was a non-refundable ticket. And the flight that would have worked best was all full. I find this out about the time I have to leave. So I'm heading out of the office, and running up behind me was the IT manager for Raleigh to quickly go over our post-mortem. He got called into an HR meeting. He was trying to be two places at once, and by the time I found out I couldn't get a flight, he was still in that meeting with all of our HR representatives from all over the country. And I had this sneaky feeling that I was doing something subversive, trying to get out of the meeting. Well, as we walked to my car down in Raleigh, I know I'm jumping around a bit. I tend to do that. If you've ever heard me talk, my brain literally mind maps as I talk. As we walked to the car, we came up with, you know, which candidate did we like best, which ones are, you know, thumbs up, which ones are thumbs down, and we have a primary and a secondary candidate that we've got in mind. And then what I tend to do a lot lately, and I don't know if this is a side effect from listening to Manager Tools or just being in my new role, but I'm doing I'm analyzing my actions and what I say a lot. You know, I was on the plane, ready to go, and I thought, boy, I sure hope Kevin didn't get the impression that I was trying to sneak off, because he literally had to catch me just outside the building. Chuck, hold up, let's walk a while. And things that I said or did last Friday while I was having dinner with John Chatterton, how am I presenting myself? Is it professional? Is it, it's a bit frustrating at times, but yet I want to be able to improve. I want to be able to improve my presentation. And, some of you might be thinking, that would drive me absolutely crazy. But I've just had I almost consider this my third life. My first life was everything before 20, maybe it was 22, around that area. Growing up, going to school, being a student, working at the family dive shop, working on the family dive charter operation, doing a lot of downhill skiing. That was sort of my first life, roller skating. My second life was after college and up until about a year and a half ago. So another 20 years where I was doing systems administration, software development, working for the company I'm still at, married, having kids. I guess if you think about it in terms of career, this is the third life. But if you think of it in family or those lines, it sort of all blends together or naturally evolves, shall we say, more organic growth. It's kind of windy. I'm getting buffeted on the highway here. That's the problem with driving a minivan or an SUV or some sort of full-size vehicle. That's what it's called at the car rental. Thank you. I heard you saying it. Just took a while to get across the podcast airwaves. Now I completely lost track of where I was. Maybe I should rewind and play it again and record and edit this together. But, it sort of all blends together organically. And now I've got it. My career is in its third chapter, as it were. And because of the change, I'm trying very hard to learn all I can, to practice all I can, to learn from my mistakes, to learn from my experiences. Oh, there's a lovely dead deer in the median. Those are always fun. Look like he tried to jump the little fence they've got in the median, which is somewhat unusual, but and didn't quite make it. Maybe got hit at that time. Enough about the roadkill. But yet, I want to take the experiences that I've had in the past, obviously things like David Allen's Getting Things Done training, so that I can make notes along the way, and performance appraisals are much easier. But I find myself analyzing my actions, analyzing what I say, and trying to improve upon that. So that's why I sent Kevin, the other IT guy, an email that said, "Gee, I hope you don't think I ran off. You were in the meeting. I just wanted to apologize." Which there's nothing wrong with doing that. but I just didn't want there to be a misunderstanding. And then I find out that didn't bother him at all. What did bother him is the fact that he's got a couple of new hires, and we've got no IT person, so we're trying to support the Raleigh office from Wisconsin, and a couple of machines didn't get ordered, the purchase recs, he can't get a hold of anybody. We supply cell phones to the staff, but for some odd reason, there are no answers, and I was on a plane. So, you know, that type of frustration, I got to keep an eye out for the obvious execution problems, but also, you know, I'm concerned is too strong of a word, but aware that there may be other things influencing how I'm perceived in this company. Obviously, that's a very difficult thing to change because I've been here almost 20 years. What did I do 2, 3, 5, 10, 15 years ago that people may still remember me by? And how can I change those perceptions when I work with these people again? Very difficult, very tricky thing to do. I'm not trying to be someone that I'm not. I'm trying to be the best person that I can be and be the most effective IT manager in the same way that I was trying to be the most effective systems administrator or the most effective software developer. So it's fun in one way, it's frustrating in another. Well, I know you're probably getting tired of the audio from these car casts, so I'm going to keep this one short, and hopefully we'll do another one in the studio pretty soon. Maybe get Dina back on the air. That's always fun to talk to her. I do have a crazy week coming up. I will be in Chicago. Yeah, no, I just came from there. Well, actually, I went through there. I did my traveling a little differently this time. I drove to Chicago from Appleton, which is three and a quarter hours, and flew directly from Chicago to Raleigh. There are no direct flights from Appleton. There are no direct flights from Milwaukee. So I had to drive to Chicago. What I found in the last 4 to 5 times is that, at least on United anyway, if you add up the layover and the travel time and the time it takes to get your baggage and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, I could drive faster. It's just ridiculous. With the delays, it gets very frustrating. The only time I wouldn't do that is in the case of the last trip when I came back from the UK. Oh, the jet lag would have made for a horrible trip, unless I could somehow spend the night at a hotel and recuperate a little bit. I'd probably wind up driving at 3 a.m., which wouldn't necessarily be a bad thing. But I'm sick of it. I know I should probably have taken the company vehicle, and it would have been really nice to have one of those iPass badges and drive right through the toll booth. I had a 4-minute delay. Luckily, I had some podcasts to listen to. I was listening to John Bell. I don't know about you, but I have this memory where I can remember where I was when I heard something. So if I hear it again, an image comes to mind. It's almost like my brain is kind of like a webcam and stores audio that goes with pictures, or maybe the other way around, stores pictures that go with audio. For example, as I was driving, I was listening to Victor Cahill's Immigration Tales. And I went, boy, I swear I've heard this one from the guy from Ghana. And as I listened a little more, I started having images of riding the London Underground between London and Heathrow. And I went, now I know I've heard this before because specific images came to mind. I mean, even houses that my brain, I wasn't even aware, but I was taking snapshots in my head. The station that we stopped at. The people that were on the platform at the station. That's that's really scary sometimes. And then I said, well, I've heard this one before. I'll skip to the next one. So if anybody else has that, I'd really be curious to know if you can do that. There goes exit 101. Sometimes we use that on the album art of Technorama. I guess that's it for this time. A couple of oddities that I haven't mentioned before. And we'll get back to you shortly. Appreciate you listening. If you have any comments, feel free to send them. Chuck at chuckchat.com. Or you can post them on the blog. I should mention you can do that. The Skype answering machine should be up shortly. I do have a trip to Chicago. That's what I was mentioning earlier. See, my rabbit trails all over the place. Hard to do this without any kind of show notes. And especially while driving. Don't drive and podcast. They're going to put up billboards that say that soon. Be in Chicago for family vacation. Early part of next week. April 2nd, 3rd, 4th. Hope to see some of you. If you listen to this in time and you're in the Chicago area, there will be a podcast meetup at the Apple Store downtown Tuesday evening. I don't have all the information, but you can find it at podcasting.meetup.com. I believe it's /72, but I could be wrong about that. I will try to find that. If anybody's interested and you can't find it, please let me know. And if you are interested, I'd love to meet you there. The family should all be there with me, I hope. They said they were interested. We'll see if that continues. So, thank you for listening. Until next time, binary high five. Bye. Binary high five. Bye.
Farpoint Media, powered by Podango.